On Republic Day, let's remember the soldiers defending the line of control, a special report from the Kiran sector of Jammu and Kashmir. General Bipin Rawat is honoured with India's second highest civilian award, the Padma Vibhushan, along with former UP Chief Minister Kalyan Singh. Former West Bengal Chief Minister Buddhadev Bhattacharjee says he was not aware he had been named for the Padma Bhushan. He would reject it if this were so, in a major embarrassment for the government. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and Google's Sundar Pichai are among the 17 Padma Bhushan awardees this year, the third highest civilian award. India reports 2.85 lakh new COVID cases and 665 deaths in 24 hours. The positivity rate is at 16.1%, up from 15.52%. And the United States warns Moscow on Tuesday of damaging sanctions, including measures personally targeting Vladimir Putin, as Russian combat troops amass around the Ukraine border. Well, India is celebrating its 73rd Republic Day with an iconic parade at Delhi's Rajpath, showcasing both its military prowess as well as its grand cultural traditions. A flypast by 75 aircraft and helicopters was the highlight of this year's parade. There were cultural performances by 480 dancers selected through a nationwide Vande Bharatam dance competition. Well, for the first time, there were images even from inside the aircraft that flew overhead.
As these visuals,
the parade was led by Lieutenant General Vijay Kumar Mishra, started after the tricolour was unfurled with absolute a 21-gun salute. The winners of the country's highest gallantry awards, the Paramveer Chakra and the Ashok Chakra, led the contingents
and now we have
in saluting
the Vijay formation,
one Rafale the Supreme aircraft Commander of the Armed
900
Forces.
900 kilometres per hour behind the Tira
formation. Well, strict COVID protocols were also in place. Just 5,000 people attending the celebrations at Rajpath. Only double vaccinated adults and single vaccinated children of 15 and above were allowed. There were no foreign contingents either this year. Well, earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi greeted the nation by tweeting, wishing you all a happy Republic Day. Jai Hind. There was also a tweet from the Congress's Rahul Gandhi, who highlighted the Amar Jawan Jyoti, or Eternal Flame, at India Gate, which has now been merged with the one at the National War Memorial. He said on Republic Day, our country took the first step in the right direction with confidence. Salute to the first step of truth and equality. Greetings on Republic Day. Jai Hind. But with that tweet, he posted an image of the Eternal Flame, which was extinguished at India Gate after 50 years and merged with the National War Memorial Flame, which was where the Prime Minister paid tribute this morning. The move had been criticized by many, including the Congress and other opposition parties. On the occasion of Republic Day in Karnataka, several distinguished personalities have written to the Chief Minister as well as legislators seeking their attention into the spate of attacks against Christians, the stifling of voices of minority communities and rampant hate speeches in the state. A group of senior scientists, academicians, lawyers and artists say the BJP-run state has allowed the fringe and anti-social groups has not reined in these groups, allowing the state to lose the status of a harmonious and secular state. Some of the prominent names who've signed that open letter are Professor Vinod Gore, geophysicist, Ramchandra Goha, historian, Professor Vidyanand, a scientist, advocate Harish Narasapala, and others. Let's get you the latest on India's battle against COVID. In the last 24 hours, India has reported 2.85 lakh new COVID cases, 11.7% higher than yesterday's figures. India's positivity rate stood at 16.1%, marginally up from 15.52% in the previous 24-hour period. 665 fatalities were also reported in 24 hours.